This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks closed mixed on Monday, while Bitcoin extended its record rally as investors counted down to crucial inflation data that will test bets on interest rate cuts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%, while the S&P 500 shed 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell about 0.4%, extending Friday's sharp decline in the tech-heavy index. Now the market is bracing for a last big test before the Federal Reserve's March 20th policy meeting. The Consumer Price Index report on Tuesday is front of mind after Chair Jerome Powell said the Fed wants to be more confident that inflation is cooling before easing up on borrowing costs. Given that, a surprise rise would undermine the optimism for a Fed policy shift that has boosted stocks. Equities faltered after February's jobs report, which showed hiring remained strong even as unemployment beat estimates, a mixed picture that added little certainty to the debate on rate cuts. In the meantime, a roaring rally in Bitcoin sent the token to record highs on Monday after breaking above $72,000 for the first time. The leading cryptocurrency was last changing hands at $72,500, bringing gains for the year so far to roughly 65%. Taking a look at Monday's trending tickers, Meta shares were down as much as 5% on Monday as Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump criticized the social media giant in a media interview. Meta stock has had a stellar run this year, up roughly 40%. The stock hit all-time highs last Thursday prior to a market pullback on Friday. MicroStrategy bought 12,000 bitcoins between February 26th and March 10th for a total of $821.7 million, according to an SEC filing. As of March 10th, the enterprise software maker held 205,000 bitcoin tokens. And Moderna stock is up more than 10% after the government clinical trials website showed the vaccine maker is working on a mid-stage study to test an experimental vaccination for a type of skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma. Merck is also collaborating in the study. Moderna shares are flat for the year. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.